Our next guest is an esteemed doctor that has, look, if you're a golfer, you have probably hurt your back at some point. Dr. Scott Brandt of ThriveMD is joining us right now, and he has got some stuff that is going to help some guys with some bad backs. Dr. Brandt, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on.
We got to start by asking you if you're a golfer.
I am an avid golfer. I live here in Vail, Colorado, and get to play one of Troon's courses most of the days of the summer.
Well, explain to us what the term, without getting too far over our heads, what the term regenerative medicine means.
So regenerative medicine is the field of using your own cells or biologics to repair the tissue in your body. So not using a drug per se, but using your own cells or stem cells in this case to try to repair everything from your back to your hip joints, your knees, any of the arthritic joints or torn tendons in the body.
All right, so we've all heard about that. We all watch CNN, and we probably, you know, we're a little bit behind you in your knowledge of this subject. So and look, Fred Couples is coming up after us. He spent a career battling a bad back. What makes this treatment better?
Well, the first, probably the most important thing is that it doesn't require any sort of an invasive surgery. It's all done using your own cells. So we harvest what we call adult cells, or the cells from your own body. They're stored most prominently in your fat tissue, so you have to have a little mini liposuction to get that fat out. Once we isolate those cells, we can inject them under image guidance, so you do not need to have any sort of open surgery or a general anesthetic, into whether it be the injured disc or the injured joint, and repair that tissue without having to have a surgery.
That's fascinating. And is it just for the back, or is this a treatment that can work on other joints as well?
You know, our biggest history with this is with the other joints. We've got several years of history treating everything from ankles to hips and knees. In the last year or so, we've had a very successful run with starting to treat injured discs, most prominently the discs in the low back or the lumbar spine. And we're having tremendous success. Things like Freddie was going through, the early stages of back pain are usually a tear in the disc or the breaking down of that disc material. And if you can put cells into that disc that can then repair the injured area without having to operate on it and without having to remove any of that disc can stay much healthier and over time not go through the ravages of the breakdown that we typically see post-surgically.
Dr. Scott Brandt joining us of ThriveMD. First of all, you said just a minute ago, you're going to get liposuction and we're going to fix your back. So you're going to get skinnier and your back's going to get better.
You got it.
Can you teach me to play the piano, too? What else are we coming away from this with?
I mean, the craziest piece is that, you know, for a long time, whenever we talked about stem cells, you heard about embryonic stem cells. And this is completely aside of that controversy. These are your own cells that are in your body. And we're fortunate enough that the largest reserves of those cells are in our fatty tissue. Most of us have a few ounces they're willing to sacrifice in the name of medicine. And we can, without much ado, harvest those with a very minimally invasive surgery that doesn't require, as I said, a general anesthetic. It's all done under local anesthesia. And the procedure from start to finish, including injecting those cells by image guidance into the exact area of the damage, takes about 3 hours.
What's the risk? If I'm sitting in your office and we're talking about this, what's the downside?
There's almost none. Really, the only potential risk is a very, very, very minimal chance of infection, the same chance of infection you'd have if you were to, say, have a steroid injection or have blood drawn. So it's very, very small. The cells, being that they're your own, there's no chance of transferring any sort of disease, and there's no chance of rejecting those cells. And aside from that, the procedure is so minimally invasive, if performed by somebody who's very good at placing a needle into the spinal disc segment, so there's one caveat to it that has to be performed by somebody that knows what they're doing, there's very, very little risk.
Uh,
and you know, not too many of us are concerned with the overall sports legalities of something like this, because look, we're just not world-class athletes, a lot of us. But I'm seeing a list of names that have done this, and they all play professional sports: Peyton Manning, Kobe Bryant, Bartolo Colon, C.J. Nitkowski, and the like. Is there anything for the one or two folks out there listening that might think, all right, hey, hang on, is this going to be any violation? Are you okay? Is this against any? Is this on any banned lists of any sort?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's the reason that, you know, there was some controversy with Bartolo Colon's procedure because there was some dispute as to whether or not human growth hormone had been used at the time of his procedure. But we do not use anything that would be considered against professional sports or Olympic sports violations. And, you know, much more commonly, we've heard about the big-name athletes that have used these procedures, but you know, in 100-to-1 or 500-to-1, it's the weekend warrior or the, you know, the aging athlete that we see day in and day out.
It's fascinating. It really is. You know, and I congratulate you. It's amazing to me that you can do this. You mentioned human growth hormone. Now, if you're not on some sort of competitive team and nobody's testing you, would it make sense to have human growth hormone as part of this therapy?
And it would, and we do. We use a number of different cytokines or growth factors in association with these cells, both during the procedure and after the procedure, if there's no, you know, nothing that would prohibit using them. Even for, you know, many of those professional athletes, many of the agents that would be associated with the procedure are not on any sort of banned list. But yes, human growth hormone is a great adjunct for the non-competitive athlete.
Dr. Brandt, how can we find out more information about this?
Well, you can certainly call us at 970-766-VAIL, V-A-I-L, or you can look us up on the internet at thrivemdvail.com.
That's well done. I think there's a lot of guys with their backs hurting out there that are interested in what you're saying. Dr. Scott Brandt, we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.